Good afternoon. I'm DJ Magic.
And I'm DJ Hexmob.
And we are here with
Onawa Hinson. I'm a junior from senior. That hasn't snuck in yet.
Onawa has taken 4 years at SAS and is taking advanced chemistry in junior and senior year. And you're in advanced chemistry right now, right?
No, I'm doing an independent study.
Oh.
With Dr. Terry and Anya.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. So, since you took advanced chemistry in your junior year, right?
Yep.
What did you learn from taking that class?
Oh, well, I learned a lot of stuff. that's for sure. We dove more in the depth into topics we covered in chemistry, but I would say the most formative experience in advanced chemistry was actually going to visit chemists at universities. Professors at universities, chemists at universities, we learned a lot of research skills and more independent research that was very helpful. And we took a field trip to Jack Daniel's Distillery, which just really opened my mind up to how many things you can do with a chemistry degree.
Oh.
So I think it was just really helpful in helping me understand what a career in the STEM field entails and what research is like.
Hmm. Okay. So, since you also took advanced bio and both advanced chemistry, what was it like?
Not gonna lie, it was a lot of work. There were some very tearful nights. There was some like, I'm never gonna figure this out. I do not know what I'm doing. But it was, I would recommend it to anyone who wants to challenge themselves. Advanced chemistry was a really beautiful class for me because it taught me that I can't be good at everything. Mm. I am not very good at accepting not being good at something. In advanced chemistry, I really struggled with some of the mathematical concepts. I got some test grades that weren't to my liking, and it really helped me to, taking both those classes, especially at the same time, really helped me to know that I can take on things and I can not do well and it'll be okay.
Okay, so if someone wants to take your same path, would you advise them to still take both advanced chemistry and bio?
I think so. I think it was manageable. I had free time in my junior year. Not much, but I had it. I had a really nice junior year. It was very enjoyable. What you're learning in advanced chemistry and what you're learning in biology, thinking about those two things in the same headspace can be very helpful. Mm-hmm. And I think just going into it, knowing that it's going to be a challenge is what I would advise. Know that it's not going to be easy, but it's doable.
What's your favorite thing about science?
My favorite thing about science? I don't know. That's hard.
Was there anything, like, any research that you did that was, like, surprising? You're just like, wow.
So, favorite thing that I'm doing right now in my independent study is we're actually extracting oils from native plants, and we're testing them with E. coli bacteria to see if they have any antimicrobial properties. And this isn't something that we're necessarily, it's not like a report that's going to the medical industry or anything, but this is something that could be helpful. So I think my favorite thing about the science programs that I've done in this way is that it teaches you about the practical applications of science.
Hmm.
And I think maybe my favorite thing about science is it's just a field that really celebrates knowledge. The point of science is to know more, and as someone who really likes to know things, that's nice.
Are you planning on, like, entering the science career after you graduate college?
You know, I'm keeping an open mind to what my future will be like. I'm not really sure. I really like the process of doing research, but honestly, I'm a little bit clumsy, and I also can get very nervous with dangerous chemicals or bacteria are involved. So it'll be something that isn't high risk, and I'm not really sure. Keeping it open.
That's really good. Always have options.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, definitely open-minded.
And what made you decide to go towards the science field?
Well, I didn't really grow up taking very many science classes. I did some, but most of my first approaches to science were very hands-on, like in the world, just looking at how the world works. And then when I got into science in high school and like started taking real science classes at a brick and mortar school, it was just very helpful to kind of expand on all the observations I'd made about the world when I was younger. And I come from a very science-based family. My mom has her doctorate in physical therapy, so we're always talking about new discoveries that are being made in that realm. And just, it's a very, we talk a lot about science in my house, so that helps.
Hmm.
Okay. Have you ever, I know there's like research of people trying to cure cancer. Do you think you'll become maybe able to cure like a disease one day with all your science knowledge?
That would be awesome. That would be great. I don't know what I'll do. Maybe I'll research something for my entire life and it'll have no result. And that will be helpful because then we know that that thing has no result. That thing's not going to help. And we know, and people in the future know where not to go. Or maybe I'll do something and it'll be pretty great. So I guess we'll just see.
So yeah. I hope to see you up there in your little professor lab coat getting awards. Ooh. It's going to be great. So, moving away from kind of the science, what's like, I want to say, and going more towards like college, like where do you see yourself going to college for?
What do I see myself majoring in?
Yes.
Question. Right now, I'm not really sure, except for that I'm thinking about, right now I'm really thinking about majoring in education. So if I go into science, I'll probably teach science, whether that's at a college or the high school level. Because I just really enjoy engaging with younger people and teaching. So I don't really know what I'm going to teach, but I know that I want to teach in some form or fashion. And so I'll probably do a double major with education as one of my majors. And then if I want to teach at the collegiate level, get a doctorate in what I'm teaching in. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Fancy.
Well, thank you for joining us on our radio station.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.